From the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Did you notice? This was the beginning of the Gospel of Mark, and it's not about the manger and the shepherds and the kings. Mark jumps right into the story. Right into the wilderness, both the physical wilderness and the spiritual wilderness, where the people are living. Mark breaks in with the proclamation of John the Baptist. Prepare the way. Repent. Turn around. Isaiah asks us to make a highway for our God. Now, highways imply places where there's a lot of traffic. I remember once talking to a ground supervisor at a college, and he told me that the sidewalks were the last thing they put in. They would wait to see where people walked naturally, and then they would just make a smooth path, putting the sidewalk there. But I don't think that's what John the Baptist is looking for here. Because the path where the people are already going, even if that path feels like a highway, is not very likely the path that God is asking us to travel. God breaks in. It is a birth story in a way, this chapter 1 of Mark. It is the birth of the inbreaking of the one who will point the way to Jesus. In the last month, there have been inbreakings that seem like they come from the wilderness. Voices of women and men saying no to the power that has chosen not to be compassionate and graceful, but abusive and using, as if the person in front of them is not a person. Everywhere it seems to be happening. Voices coming from Hollywood and politics, from churches and campuses, from music, from art, from business. People are recognizing that there has been a pathway that should not exist where abuse is ignored and eyes turn away from things that feel like just the way things go, just the way things are. As Dr. and author Paula Farmer says, the idea that some lives matter less is the root of all that is wrong with the world. The idea that some lives matter less is the root of all that is wrong with the world. One by one, the sidewalks that lead to the abuse of power are being torn up, and people have a chance to make new pathways in the wilderness. But it's not enough if we just move the path over 3 feet and call it a day. It's not enough if we find 10 abusive people and stop them from abusing anyone else if there are 10 more different, maybe abusive in a different way, people that are ready to stand up and take the place? No, repentance of this kind of power dynamic means that the path turns around and gets a whole different direction. Repentance means redefining power and norms for behavior. Repentance involves getting up to the high mountains and standing and proclaiming the vision of power Isaiah gives us. We have a way forward. We have an image for the kind of power we need. We can see it right here, where God comes with might and feeds his flock like a shepherd. Where God's rule involves carrying lambs in God's arms and gently leading mother sheep. Power is about care and compassion for those whom we lead. As Kathleen O'Connor puts it, God's strength appears in the barely thinkable power of gentleness. Sometimes when we hear gentleness, we think, well, that road should be easy. Gentle equals easy. Not at all. To make way for Jesus is to pay attention to our own places of power and make sure we are using the power the way God would ask us to listen to people's stories when they've been hurt and help them know that they are not alone, to speak when there are words that need to be said. You know, until this week, I had not heard Taylor Swift's story about how a radio DJ hurt her in front of witnesses without her consent, and she went to the president of the radio station to tell him because she thought, if he is this brazen with me when I do have power here, what is he doing to young women and men who are just trying to start out and get their records played? So the radio station did their own investigation and they fired him. And the DJ sued her. She didn't settle. She countersued him for $1. She went to court, spent her time, put her friends, her mom, herself, through testifying, not to protect her money, but because she was unwilling to just let the current highway be the highway. Whatever you think about her and her music, what she did here was an example of how things can begin to change if we do not give up in the face of power that is about putting people down rather than compassionately lifting them up. The concept of gentle power is challenging, maybe hard to even get our heads around. Where do we remember witnessing a power that is gentle, that reflects God carrying lambs? To me, it has often come in the soft, consistent, compassionate presence of people who remind me I am human. I am loved and in need of love. I am weak. I am strong. I am a child of God. We are all children of God. And we can remind each other of that good news. There are so many examples of wilderness and so many places that need the power of God's way to turn things around. If we look at the highways we are walking, are we where we want to be as we prepare the way for the inbreaking of the Spirit? Where in our lives do we see it? The need to say no and turn toward the light that Christ is shining. Where do we know that we can be God's power of gentleness for other people? As we break the bread, as we drink the cup, may we be filled with the Spirit that calls us to prepare our way toward the path through the wilderness that God is calling us to walk. In Jesus' name, amen.